so. Barnsley next up, local derby, South Yorkshire derby. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, these are the games at the start of the season. You see all these derbies in the division. We've got plenty of them, and I think this is one of the bigger ones, you know. So it's going to be a great game. Really looking forward. I'm sure it'll be a big crowd as well. So it'll be great.
In the past, managers in London have gone on about the London factor and the six or seven teams that play there. In League One this season, because there's three or four local sides playing in that division this year, is that the same thing? Does it make it harder, if you like, for a side trying to go up?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very difficult. It always is in this league, but obviously the more derbies, but I think with derby games, there's more of a crowd and more of an edge to the games as well, which as players you want, you know, to the games you want to play in, and they probably bring a bit more out of players. So hopefully, you know, tomorrow can be another one of them.
Your favourites for this one?
I suppose at the minute, you know, we're on a good run of form, but I think Barnes have picked up some good results of late, beating Bradford at home and then drawing with Bristol, you know, so I don't think they'll be too feared coming to it. I don't think they'll fear an awful lot with the results they had. I think they know they're capable of getting results. It's just a matter of getting that consistency now into the game.
All of a sudden, Sheffield United seem to have moved into, if I can say, perhaps fourth gear, if you like. What do you put that change down to?
It's just coming together now. I think this was always going to be the case. It's a disappointing start at the season, a bit of a slow start for us. A lot of new bodies in, a lot of changes again, and people are getting to know each other and that. And I think the one thing we've kept going from last year is our spirit and our belief we have in us as a team. The manager and that, they've drilled it into us, and I think you see we keep going till the very end, and we're getting the rewards now from it. And I think it's a very good thing to have. And you know, I can't say I can remember too many times in my career where I've played in a team that has that type of spirit and belief that just keeps going to the end, and you know, you end up turning games around, and it's a nice trait to have. Obviously, we'd like to have be winning games quite comfortably, because I think at the minute we could be, but we're not. But you know, we're on another side, so it's a bit of steel and determination. Just keep going till the very end.
Why not then? Great stories, aren't they? The turnarounds in games, last-minute winners and late winners. But why do you think that it is taking that long then to put teams away?
I don't know. It's not from lack of chances in any as well. I haven't plenty of chances. Just, you know, the opposition are getting bodies and people behind the ball. And I think you've seen last week at Crewe, you know, we were brilliant performance, and we only won the game 1-0. But, you know, hopefully that's to come. I'm pretty sure, I said it to the lads and the manager and that, I'm pretty sure we're going to, you know, one of these guys win a game quite comfortably. You know, hopefully that's tomorrow, whether it is or not. Obviously, it's a derby, but I think there's still so much more to come from us as a team. We really do.
Another slant to this game tomorrow is the return of Danny Wilson, a manager you know well. Of course, he was here. You were here at the same time. How do you sort of sum up the Danny Wilson era, if you like, here?
Yeah, I mean, he came in at a really disappointing time. For the club, we've just been relegated from the Championship, and there was quite an objection, I think, to his appointment at the time. But, you know, obviously I didn't know Danny at the time, and he came in, but just took it all on his back himself. And he just, in the whole 2 years, he was just a straight line. That's what he was all the time. He was never too high, never too low. He was brilliant. And, you know, I think that first season when he came in, the football and that we played, and as the season went on, we got stronger, and the results, it was, I think, to say unfortunate, was that we didn't go up that year. It was hard to take, and I just thought he was a brilliant manager to play for. You know, he was great to his players, and, you know, as I say, I can't speak highly enough of him, to be honest with you.
So let's come back to this time then. It's obviously very close, isn't it, at the top, and in the playoff positions, a bit of a gap for Preston and Bristol City. I suppose between now and, well, let's say Christmas and the New Year, it's about reeling them in, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just about us, really, I think, for, you know, they're obviously a bit ahead, and, you know, they've had a good start to the season, both sides, but just goes to show, you know, when you get a run of results where you can get to in the league, you know, you look at Preston, they've won 8 on the bounce, and it's tucked them up into, you know, the game in hand to go top, I think. But, as I say, I think for us, I just think we're only worrying on ourselves, and not worrying what everybody else is doing and whoever's playing and who we're playing against. You know, I think that's the one thing with the manager and the staff, is it's all about us, and I think that's the way we look at it from a league table point of view as well. If we win our games, we'll be in that top two. You know, it's as simple as that. So I think it's probably the best way to look at it as well, because you know, sometimes as teams and clubs and that, you can worry about too much what's going on and who you're playing against, and it kind of takes over what you've got to focus on doing.